big business cares about little people. You're getting sleepy. Polar bears are overrated. You're getting sleepy. Fiscal responsibility demands that we ignore the cost of Bush's tax cuts and two wars. Now when I count to three and snap my fingers, you'll awake refreshed and vote Republican. Iran is a threat to peace, so we should bomb them. You're getting sleepy. Elizabeth Warren is too altruistic to be trusted. Sleepy. We called it the Pledge to America because we're simply dusting off the contract with America, because that worked so well. And now when I count to three and snap my fingers, you'll awake confused and vote Republican. Mexicans are taking American jobs, which we could be outsourcing to Sri Lanka. Jesus loves America best. That's why he wrote the Bible in English. Scalia, Thomas, Roberts, and Alito hate judicial activism, and so they gave all the rights of personhood to Walmart. Now when I count to three and snap my fingers, Republican. Ooh, I want to see Titanic 2. Ooh, 'cause I love watching the same disaster over and over. Louis Gohmert will protect us from terror babies. Sleepy. Republicans gave us civil rights. So sleepy. Newt Gingrich should decide who can and cannot be married. Sarah Palin, bring on the rapture. Whatever happens outside my gate is not my problem. I vote Republican. The best social safety net is debtor's prison. So vote Republican. You can't wrap your head around the fact that the footprint of in-transition human capital demonstrates you lack the skill set and bandwidth needed to provide impactful throughput to effectively brand the current failure cascade in the knowledge economy space. And science is confusing. Now when I count to three and snap my fingers, you'll remember nothing. And vote Republican. You're getting sleepy. You're counting sheep and getting sheepy. Lullaby.
Thanks for returning to Great Speeches and Interviews on Axis Sacramento and The Voice. I'm Steve Lerman. If you're just joining us, we're listening to the UN Should Admit Palestine as a Full Member State debate. You can hear this program at 96.5 FM, or you can listen to it at axissacramento.org, or you can download it from greatspeechesandinterviews.blogspot.com.
Respond to his point. He's saying that, in fact, that control does exist in the West Bank.
Isn't that the case today in the West Bank?
Sadly, as a consequence of the Oslo process, the area that you do control, you've actually done, as a consequence of intimate security cooperation with the Israelis and assisted by the United States and the Jordanians, quite a lot, yes.
So why are you unhappy if this is there?
And you're building the institutions of statehood. But it's a far cry to assume that your national movement right now is unified and cohesive enough to warrant what it is you seek.
But you are suggesting that we should give...
You haven't demonstrated why it should.
Gentlemen in the white shirt.
But what you are suggesting, Mr. Miller, is that we give Israel the time to finish the settlement project.
I'm not suggesting that at all.
That's what you're saying.
Mr. Barghouti, You've premised a lot of your argument on claims about the balance of power between Israel and the Palestinians. The last negotiation, in my mind, is one in which the Israelis traded one soldier for hundreds of Palestinian terrorists. Thousands, excuse me. And I'm wondering, given the willingness on one side, on behalf of one side of the debate, namely the Palestinians, to send in young boys and girls to kill themselves, how can you argue that the piece of cheese is entirely on the side of Israel and that the Palestinians are left with nothing to do? It seems like the willingness to commit suicide leaves them with a lot to do and transforms radically this balance of power, which you're arguing is completely shifted to the side of the Israelis.
Mustafa Gapaguchi, yeah.
You are a young man, and I admire young people. You should look into the reality today, not keep talking about the past. What you are describing, is something that is long time disappeared. You're asking why Israel exchanged one prisoner for 1,000 Palestinian prisoners? Because Palestinians had only one prisoner. And by the way, there are still 5,000 Palestinian prisoners in Israeli jail. Do you know how it feels? What is strange to me is why when Oslo Agreement was signed, not all the Palestinian prisoners were released. Why did it take Hamas to capture an Israeli soldier so that Fakhri and Nail Barghouti, who spent 33 years in jail, had to be released? Why couldn't they be released? Because of the peace agreement.
All right, thank you. And that concludes round two of this Intelligence Squared U.S. debate. And here's where we are. We are about to hear brief closing statements from each debater in turn. And after those statements, we will ask you to vote on this debate and choose a winner. Our motion is the U.N. should admit Palestine as a full member state. And here to summarize his position against this motion, Aaron David Miller, a former U.S. Mideast peace negotiator, advisor to six secretaries of state, author of a book coming out in September of 2012 called Can America Have Another Great President? Aaron David
John,
Miller.
Thank you very much. I realize that perhaps one of the most astute things that I've done, one of the best decisions I've made, was to leave the Arab-Israeli negotiating process. And I say that with tremendous respect and affection for everybody on this panel. If the goal is achieving statehood, then it seems to me that UN admission simply doesn't make much sense. You alienate the two countries that Palestinians will need, Israel and the United States, to produce meaningful and legitimate Palestinian sovereignty. And you're putting your hope in an international community that has never, ever abandoned you, actually, but isn't capable of delivering your sovereignty. Given, in my judgment, the risks of admission and the uncertainties that will certainly follow, other than hope, which is extremely important, and diffusing a measure of desperation, even more important, you haven't demonstrated how, in effect, UN membership will bring Mustafa Barghouti and his people any closer to negotiating Jerusalem border security refugees and to meaningful statehood. My good friend Daniel Levy wrote, "The PLO has a bad case of strategic combobulation." And that the UN-Palestinian effort was a damp squib.
Aaron, I have damp to cut squib. You off. One more sentence, please.
If Daniel Levy doesn't believe it, which I don't think he does,
no subordinate clauses.
Then why should we believe it?
Thank you, Aaron David Miller. Our motion is the UN should admit Palestine as a full member state. And here to summarize his position in support of this motion, Daniel Levy, former Israeli peace negotiator and senior fellow at the New America Foundation.
I think the Palestinians should pursue this in a different way, and it's going to take time, but there's a strategy for getting this. We've spoken a lot here about Hamas, but I think the way you further empower Hamas and discourage change in Hamas is to close all non-violent diplomatic options in the face of the Palestinians. Here's what the Israeli Minister of Defense, Ehud Barak, said February 2010. The simple truth, if there is one state, including Israel, West Bank and Gaza, it's either binational or undemocratic. That will be an apartheid state. That's the tragedy that we want to prevent. And you know what? Our toolbox is an impoverished one because we have tried so much already. But sticking exclusively with negotiations really must be the dumbest idea. Let's use the international tools of diplomacy that are at our disposal to make a statement. And the UN needs to send a signal to Israelis and Palestinians that it's going to be a two-state solution. Otherwise, the next debate will be about equal rights in one indivisible territorial unit. I'm not against equal rights in democracy, but I want an Israel that's different, that changes, but I want an Israel, and I'm sure Mustafa wants a Palestine, and we should have both of those
Thank
as member states of the
Daniel
UN.
Daniel Levy, your time is up. Thank you. Our motion is the UN should admit Palestine as a full member state, and here to summarize his position against the motion, Dori Gold, former Israeli ambassador to the UN and former advisor to Prime Minister Netanyahu.
This is a very important issue. And I am sorry that at certain points in this discussion we got heated. But the stakes are not just winning a debate in this very nice auditorium in NYU. This is about issues that relate to our very existence. I started, before I was cut off earlier on, telling you, that when we withdrew from the Gaza Strip in 2005, we had great hopes that we were removing a cause, an irritant. And therefore, Prime Minister Sharon, who I knew very well, decided to take that risk and pulled out unilaterally. And instead of rocket fire dropping as a result, it increased between 2005 and 2006 by 500%. The state of Israel is obligated to make sure that whatever arrangement we make on the West Bank doesn't replicate the conditions in the Gaza Strip. Mahmoud Abbas has decided on a course of action that he actually began at the end of the Olmert government. It's a course of unilateralism. And with this unilateralism is an effort to get recognized as a Palestinian state with UN membership without having to address the security of Israel, without having to recognize my people's right to a nation state, even though I'm being asked to recognize his people's right to a nation state. And therefore, I suggest to you, particularly in light of the fact that we're seeing an effort to sell you an unreformed Hamas, an unreformed Islamic Jihad as part of the Palestinian political community, to reject the notion that the Palestinians should be accepted as a member state until they change.
Thank you, Dori Gold. Our motion is the UN should admit Palestine as a full member state. And here to summarize his position in support of this motion, Mustafa Barghouti, member of the Palestinian Parliament and leader of the Palestinian National Initiative.
Thank you. Everything that Mr. Miller and Gold have suggested today is nothing but wasting time and losing time. And I am telling them, you can maybe afford to lose time because you haven't lived for 44 years under occupation and you haven't been humiliated every day by occupying forces. I cannot afford to lose time because this is about my life, about my daughter's life, and it's about the lives of the Palestinians and Israelis. And the Israelis themselves cannot afford it. And this needs to end. What the Israelis want is also security, but that also cannot be available as long as Palestinians are insulted and humiliated. What we are trying to say is to bring light in the end of the tunnel. When you vote today, don't take away hope. And let me remind you here with what Plato said. He said, we can easily forgive children for being afraid of dark. The tragedy is when grown people are afraid of light.
Thank you, Mustafa Barghouti, very much. And that concludes our closing statements. And now it's time to learn which side this audience feels has argued best. Okay, I've got them. I've just been given the results. Remember now, we had you vote twice. You've heard this debate, this argument, the arguments for and against this motion. The UN should admit Palestine as a full member state. We asked you to vote before and again afterwards, the vote afterwards telling us which side you feel presented the better argument. Before the debate, 34% were in support of the motion that the UN should admit Palestine as a full member state. 30% were against, and 33% were undecided. After the debate, 55% support this motion. That is up 18%. 37% are against. That is up only 7%. The undecided went down by 25% to 8%. That means the motion has carried. The side arguing the UN should admit Palestine as a full member state has won this debate. Our congratulations to them. Thank you from me, John Donvan, and Intelligence Squared US. We'll see you next time. We'll be right back.
connection between September the 11th and Saddam Hussein. War is my last choice. We're going to smoke them out. Bring them on. You think Patriot Act, constitutional guarantees are in place? A wiretap requires a court order. Saddam Hussein's got weapons of mass destruction. Although we have not found stockpiles of weapons of mass destruction, and it is true that much of the intelligence turned out to be wrong, no one can now doubt the word of America.
Now let's impeach the president for hijacking our religion and using it to get elected. Divide.
And the band. Come and talk to you.
And now, messages from Access Sacramento.